Christian Parenting.
Welcome to the Christian Parenting Podcast. I'm your host, Steph Thurling. I'm the Executive Director of Christian Parenting, a mom of three, and I am so glad that you're here. This is a place where you can bring your real self, no matter what that looks like today, and be given the space, resources, and encouragement you need to set aside perfection and grow into the perfectly imperfect parent God made you to be. I know as a mom, it is so easy to put everybody else's needs ahead of yours. And I know this because I do it too. But when hormonal changes start to take a toll on your body, it is definitely time to start taking care of you. Hormone health is so much more than just a few symptoms. It affects everything from your moods, your energy levels, to how you cope with stress. If you're a woman, you know how easily hormones can get out of balance, especially with all the daily stresses of life. And when that happens, it can feel like everything else is off too. But what if there is a simple habit that you could add to your routine that could make a huge difference? That's where Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth comes in. Happy Mammoth, the company that started Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier, especially moms. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. The results are so impressive, you guys. There are over 40,000 reviews on their website, and women cannot stop talking about it on social media and in real life too. I know so many people who use Hormone Harmony and absolutely love it. In fact, a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CPPODCAST at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CPPODCAST for 15% off today. Hey friends, welcome to the Christian Parenting Podcast. I am super excited for you to hear from my guest today, Kayla Craig. Kayla is the host of the podcast, Liturgies for Parents, and she's the author of the book, To Light Their Way, and her latest book is called Every Season Sacred. This is an invitation for families to slow down, ask questions, and grow closer to Jesus in an intentional way, which is something I know we all desire for our families. Today, Kayla and I talk about the difference between being a consumer Christian and a Christian who is active in faith and relationship with Jesus, how to care for our own souls so we can live into our values and bring our kids into a faith journey, and how family rhythms and liturgies can help us connect with Jesus and each other as a family. There's a lot to think about as you listen to this episode, so I hope that you enjoy it. Hey, Kayla.
Hey, good to be here today.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining me. I am really excited to have you here. We got to chat a little bit before we started recording, and I feel like we could talk for a really long time. Yes. So it was good to finally meet you, and I'm really glad that you're here.
Same.
Okay, so I really like to start my interviews talking about you and your family, the important stuff that makes you you. So tell us a little about you. Tell us your background, tell us about your family, and then describe your family in that one word.
Oh my goodness, that is a challenge. I love it. We're just jumping right in. So I'm Kayla. Yes. My background is in journalism. So I've been professionally writing for a long time, but as our family started to grow, I stepped back a little bit from that kind of media, magazine, newspaper world, and freelanced more as I was just growing our family and growing our family. We have four kids. Through both adoption and I gave birth to two. So we have a great mix of kids between the ages right now of 7 to 12. And my son Joseph joined us through international adoption. He is Nigerian American, and we adopted him from Nigeria, which is in West Africa, when he was one. And then we have Asher, who's 10 and biological, and then we have our kind of unofficial twins, Abram and Eliza, and we adopted Eliza when I was 4 months pregnant with Abram, and they're just an awesome group of kids, wild, keep us on our toes. There's never a dull moment. There's never a moment where something hasn't been spilled or somebody is, you know, having a meltdown of some kind. But it's really, it's wonderful. And I'm really grateful for them and the way that they point me to Jesus and the way I learn more about the nature of God and getting to know them. So I'm really grateful. Eliza has quite a few different disabilities. She has Down syndrome. We adopted her when she was 2 weeks old. And I've really grown a lot in my spiritual journey in parenting Eliza because not only does she have Down syndrome, but she had a seizure disorder that left her with a lot of disabilities in her brain. And so we've worked through a lot of just learning, you know, how to get a wheelchair, how to feed her by mouth and feed her by a G-tube in her stomach and all sorts of different things. She doesn't speak to communicate, but we communicate with her and she communicates with us a lot in other ways. So it's really learning and growing and feeling really grateful to get that gift of parenting Eliza. So my husband's a pastor. We moved back to our hometown in Iowa in like the thick of COVID, where we just kind of had this moment of trying to figure out what are our values and are we living our values? And, you know, I think that was a moment for a lot of families where we had to kind of figure out what really matters and do our jobs align with what we feel like God is calling us to, and just where we live align with where we feel like God has really wants our family and what our values are. And we ended up feeling like that pull to move home, and we live in a 115-year-old former convent, this beautiful big old house in a really great diverse neighborhood, diverse, you know, racially, socioeconomically, culturally, just all of these different neighbors that we get to kind of journey through life alongside. Also, we get to live by grandparents, which is such a gift. And we had missed that for so long. So really, really grateful. And gosh, one word. I've already shown that I'm very verbose. but I think our family right now is very active and active in a lot of different ways. So yeah, try to summarize that.
That's good. Yeah, that's why I love this question, is because it is kind of challenging. You have to think of one word.
That's right.
And that's a lot to sum up a whole big family that is diverse and unique and passionate and all the things. Yes. So I like that word. And you, I mean, active enough that you just took all your people to a theme park.
That's right. Which
I'm like, my kids keep asking me, when are we going to our local theme park? And I'm like, I gotta like muster up the courage, but you just did it. So I need to do it too.
Well, my husband just had his ordination. And so I surprised him with a trip out of town with one of his best friends. And we had a great helper that was with my daughter. And so I thought, well, I can have just the boys for this chunk of time. And they've been asking. So now's the time to do some mom-son time. And we did roller coasters. And, you know, I got home and I thought, they'll be so tired. They will just crash, and absolutely not. I should have known better. I'm not a rookie parent. So I was exhausted, and they were just like, what are we going to do tonight?
Kids are so wild. There are so many times I'm like, you were in two camps today, and then you went to the lake, and then we went out to dinner, and they just have all the energy in the world, absolutely. And I'm ready to go to bed. I don't know. Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. But somehow God gives us the energy to keep going.
That's right. Energy, coffee.
And do it again. Yeah, coffee helps too. Okay. And then I always ask, what is one thing that you want every parent to know?
Oh my gosh. I want so many parents to know so many things, but I think a conversation I've been having so much is that if you're worried if you're doing it right, you're probably not doing a terrible job, right? If you're wondering, gosh, am I showing up for my kids? Am I walking through this hard thing with them in a way that is caring and compassionate? If you're asking those questions, you're probably not too far outside of what God is bringing you into. So I think so often we give grace to our kids all the time. We give grace to other parents, but remembering that we can go easy on ourselves too, and that shame or guilt or fear doesn't come from God.
Yeah. I mean, intentional parents are often the hardest on themselves.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
And I think probably everyone listening is intentional.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so I really am excited to talk with you today about, I just love your work. I love how passionate you are about helping people get deeper into their faith in a really meaningful way and kind of a unique way too. I think that in this day and age, it's really easy to be a consumer Christian. You know, like our lives are so, so, so busy. And a lot of faith can be made easy. Like church can be made really easy. Like you can just go on Sunday, check the box, and then move on with your life, you know? And I know that my listeners want more than that because they're intentional parents. So I would love to just start hearing a little bit about your heart for helping families discover and pursue a deeper faith in their home. So just tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, I wrote Every Season Sacred kind of out of my own need as a parent, feeling very overwhelmed with not only like family life and all of that, you know, that it takes from us to just like get our kids where they need to go, you know, get all the activities on the calendar, doctor's appointments, you know, having a daughter that has significant medical needs and disabilities, all of that. And then we have, you know, we open up our phones, we turn on the TV, and it's just like so much all the time. And it feels so overwhelming. So we have that element. We have our family element. We have this element where we want to love our neighbors, but we're feeling so depleted. And it's like, gosh, how can I? I'm exhausted in so many other ways. So I wrote this book out of an outpouring for what I sensed was like my weary soul. So how do I care for my soul so that I can live into my values, so that I can bring my kids along on this faith journey and enter into these spiritual questions and enter into actually getting to know our neighbors instead of just driving in, shutting the garage, and kind of going about our day. So that's why I wrote Every Season Sacred, was so that real life parents in their actual lives could just be filled and kind of have an exhale and a moment to reflect instead of just maybe a to-do list or turning opening a book and having like a check these 10 things off and then, you know, go and have this like beautiful 1 hour devotional time with your family. Like that would be amazing if we all had all of that time and mind space and emotional bandwidth and energy, but we so often don't. So how can we connect with God, connect with ourselves, connect with our kids so that we can go out into the world and connect with the people that God has for us to meet and to live with and to grow with.
Yeah. And you really kind of talk a little about like family faith rhythms, mm-hmm. like a rhythm behind doing all of these things as a way to fill yourself as a parent and to bring faith into your home and ask some of the big questions and wonder together and learn together. So I want to start there too. Like family faith rhythms is something that I've been thinking about a lot, but I think it's a word that sounds really good, but it's also kind of like, but what does that mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Tell us first, like, what does that mean? Like, what is a family faith rhythm? And then I guess to follow that up, like, how do rhythms and seasons even help us move into a deeper relationship with Jesus for our entire family?
Gosh, such a good question. I think depending on the season of life that we're in, depending on the season that our children are in, their ages, their developmental stages, it's going to look different, those rhythms. But how can we get into a kind of a natural cadence where talking about our faith and talking about what's happening in the world or talking about our questions or our emotions, how do we make that so organic that it's not this forced conversation that we have once a week or only at church, but it's something that we're integrating into our lives every day. So it's the conversations we're having when we pick them up from school. You know, it's so easy to just say, how was your day? But how do we like open those questions where we say, you know, where did you see God today? Or what was most exhausting about your day? Or who did you talk to today that encouraged you? It's kind of having these open-ended questions, I feel like, is a gentle and natural way to kind of get into these faithful rhythms. So we're not just, you know, having that one-time thing, but it's kind of all the time. And then, you know, we can enter into rhythms of prayer where it's not, you know, forced, and it might be chaotic, but you're doing it all the time, every day, whether or not you're going through the drive-thru and you're eating in, you know, the minivan on the way to a game, or you're having like a really nice sit-down dinner or something in between. But it's just kind of getting into those rhythms where we're talking with each other. We're sharing, you know, those highs and lows and going a little deeper so that we can live into those rhythms where we're not just talking about our faith, but we're figuring out, okay, so as a family, what do we care about? What are our values? What do we see in Jesus that we want to emulate and live into as our family unit? What do we want people to see in us and the way that we live our lives, where we don't even have to, you know, have a conversation because they're seeing us live it out and they're going to want to know, like, why does your family make the choices that your family makes, you know? So I feel like I hope that Every Season Sacred kind of is a tangible resource for parents, because you might say, well, gosh, I don't know what kind of questions to ask. Like, I'm tired at the end of my day, you know? I have a lot going on. So that's why I incorporated these very open-ended questions for each section. So each week of the whole year, you can open it up, and it kind of goes along kind of with seasonal themes. It goes along with kind of, like you said, kind of these spiritual seasons. So the church calendar, and you might hear church calendar and think, what does that even mean? What is that? But we all, you know, we celebrate as believers, Christian, and we celebrate Christmas at a certain time. We celebrate Easter at a certain time. And those are kind of our big picture, where we have Advent and we have Lent. But there's actually a whole Christian calendar that we can kind of step into and kind of ride those waves. And they help me, and they've helped my family kind of stay rooted when everything feels so overwhelming. We can kind of turn to those and kind of follow the life of Christ in this kind of circular rhythm year after year. And so that's kind of where we pull some of that seasonal language from. It's not only the seasons of parenting we're in or the seasons of faith we're in, but it's kind of this bigger picture.
Hey guys, I'm really excited to tell you about two new Bibles from Zondervan that will help you connect with your identity in Christ. The first was created just for women and draws on the truth of Scripture. Flourish, the NIV Bible for women, will strengthen women with insights and encouragement for the issues they face every day. And there's also Rooted, the NIV Bible for men. And this focuses on godly character and faithful living as it highlights timeless virtues that are still valued today. I love a Bible just for women and one just for men too. Each of these Bibles include articles that expose commonly accepted myths of our culture. Things like misconceptions about love, relationships, God, fulfillment, faith, and identity, and they refute them with God's word. They also share profiles of men and women of the Bible. They cover the attributes of God and provide questions for growth. Together, Rooted and Flourish offer the knowledge, strength, and clarity you need to navigate life's challenges with Scripture as your guide. Find out more and order your copy at amazon.com/flourishandrooted. Again, that's amazon.com/flourishandrooted. All right, friends, as parents, I know you understand that we are tasked with nurturing and guiding our children, even as we navigate our own questions about faith. But in the overwhelm and constant demands of life, is it possible to tend to our own souls and to our family's flourishing? Well, author and podcast host Kayla Craig wrote an incredible book to help parents do just that. Every Season Sacred is a weekly invitation to grow spiritually alongside our children. Lending thoughtful musings and practical resources, author Kayla Craig meets parents right where they are at, offering honest and hopeful reflections for every season of the parenting journey. Encouragement to parents with intention and imagination, presence and purpose, and open-ended discussion prompts and prayers to explore and practice as a family. Every season sacred is an invitation to ask big questions, embrace faithful rhythms, and experience God's mysterious, loving presence together. You don't have to have all the answers, and if we're honest, many answers aren't ours to have. As a parent, you and your children explore your questions together, and God will reveal sacred moments to you in each season of your life. You can get a copy of Every Season Sacred wherever books are sold. You're going to love it. I really recommend that you do. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that church calendar and that rhythm, because I feel like you either grew up in a denomination that does a liturgical calendar, or you're like, I don't know what that means, and I don't know what you're talking about. So, yeah. Tell us a little bit about that. And like, it also seems like maybe that's not relevant for 2023, but you believe it is. I believe it is. So tell us a little bit about it and then why it's like still relevant for today.
Right. Yeah. I think our world is so overwhelming. I think there's so much going on and so many of us want to be rooted. We want to be rooted in something. We want to be anchored. And for me, that kind of church calendar, that liturgical year helps me stay rooted. I know that I can turn to, it's kind of split into these different chunks of time. So, you know, in the summer, it's this ordinary time where we're invited to see the sacred, to see God in things that we might not even ever notice, right? And what a good word for parents, where we're so often in this kind of unseen time where it's not this big, glorious Christmas celebration all the time, but it's these unseen moments. And we see God and, you know, our child when they're learning to ride a bike, or we toss them the keys for the first time and they're off on their own. You know, these are sacred moments where we experience God too. So we often think of time as linear, right? We think of it as a calendar, a line that goes straight through, and kind of God's time invites us into kind of this, you know, circle, the circular rhythm where year after year we're journeying through kind of this invitation of God's time and the life of Christ, and knowing that there are Christians and believers all around the world that are kind of following these rhythms feels really rooting to me, and I think invites all of us to kind of take a breath and exhale in the chaos of life, whether or not you have grown up kind of familiar with those rhythms or not. I think there's something for all of us.
Yeah. And I want to go back to some of the things you were talking about earlier and kind of connect what you're saying to those. So you're saying that some of these rhythms have helped you and your family ask the questions like, what do we believe? What do we stand for? Like, how do we want people to see us? Like, how have you answered those questions as a family? And then how can we do that? Because I feel like those are all really important things. We all want to have like more or less a family mission statement. Yeah. We want people to see our family and think a certain thing about us. So how did you do that in your family? Yeah. And then how can we do that?
Yep. I think first it starts with kind of quieting our own souls so we can hear God. Mm. You know, there's so much where we think prayer is what we're saying, or if we have the right words. But what if we took a posture of listening, right? And that's hard as a parent when your life is so noisy. So it's getting quiet and what that looks like for you in whatever season of life you're in, and really asking God, you know, what do you have for me? What do you have for our family? And there's a lot of language that we can put behind that. Like, what is our family's mission? So a practice that has been helpful for me is kind of creating a rule of life, which is this ancient kind of tradition and practice where you really reflect on what are our core values. You know, is it empathy? Is it curiosity? Is it compassion? Is it creating a more just world for our neighbors? What is it that when we really drill down and we listen to what Jesus is telling us, what is our core value? What do we feel like we really want to live into? And then checking everything in our lives alongside that. So, you know, for us, we felt like something that was really important to our family. You know, we're a diverse family. We've grown through adoption. Diversity is a beautiful part of the kingdom of God. And it's an important part of our family. So we started thinking, okay, where we live, is this aligning with that value? You know, the doctors that we send our kids to, is that aligning with this value? The church that we attend, is that aligning with this value? The work that we do as parents, is that aligning? And starting to kind of unpack that in all of these different parts of our lives. And that really kind of helps us refine the choices that we make. And it's not always easy, but I think it's so fruitful. And it looks so different for every single family. It looks so different for, you know, the season of life you're in. When we were parenting, you know, four kids under five, it looks a lot different than it does now, you know. But really kind of listening and, you know, talking with your spouse and really finding out what do we believe? What is most important to us? And then checking everything in our lives to kind of those top values and hopes and dreams.
What I think is so beautiful about this is you're saying the really hard things about being a follower of Jesus, I think, which is leaning into God's timing. I really would prefer to have my own timing on things, you know? So leaning into God's timing, slowing down to listen to God instead of just talking at God, like those are really hard things. Yeah. But there are good things that lead to great things for your family, like being able to come up with core values and design your life around core values that you know are a reflection of God because you did the hard work of listening and leaning into Him. And I just love the way you emphasize that.
Right, right. And it doesn't have to be overcomplicated. There are some questions for you that, you know, you can turn to that rule of life section and it'll kind of guide you. You know, you don't have to come up with this all on your own. Christians have been doing this for, you know, years and years and years. And then, you know, I recommend just kind of writing out what that rule, that short little line, which is really just a guide, you know. We say rule and that seems really like overwhelming and hard, but it's really just something that can guide you. Putting it on your fridge, you know, so it's something you see every day that your kids see every day. It doesn't have to be this big thing. It can just be this small kind of reminder.
I want to talk a little bit about those ancient practices because I love them. You love them. You talk about them in every season sacred. You talk about the rule of life, Lectio Divina, prayer of examine. What are the other ones that you talk about?
There are prayers for every part of the day that you can kind of like daily prayers that you can turn to and pray again and again. And there's specifically for your family. So my other book, To Light Their Way, was prayers to turn to pray for your kids. All of the prayers in this book are to be borrowed together and to really kind of root you in Christ and connect you together. So I'm excited about those. Those are prayers that we have prayed with our kids when we're just like, gosh, I just don't have any more, you know, words left in me. So those are in the book. And there's also a section where you can write your own family prayers. And I think of them kind of like Mad Libs. Remember those where you fill in the nouns and adjectives and verbs. But it's just a way to kind of make the prayers your own and get your kids involved. And I have been so amazed. I mean, sometimes they're silly or sometimes they're not, you know, paying attention. But there are certain moments where I'm amazed at the things that my kids come up with. So I hope that is a helpful resource to parents.
Yeah, well, I love that it's a way to invite your kids into it and invite your kids into prayer because, you know, it's hard to learn how to pray. And I think it's also good for parents to invite their kids in to see that their kids can be silly and, you know, pray about other things that maybe parents wouldn't pray for. So yeah. I think it's really beautiful because I think it can diversify your prayer life a little bit. And I love your passion for liturgies. Mm. Can you tell us a little bit about that and then how liturgies have been helpful in your parenting journey?
Yeah. I think liturgy can sound like such a fancy word or such a word that's like, oh, maybe if you're really spiritual or, you know, you're really connected with God, then you can pray, you know, these certain type of prayers. But for me, it's just the words of another to borrow when I don't, I'm not sure what to pray on my own. Maybe I'm going through something that's really difficult and I'm exhausted. That personally did happen to me when our daughter was in the hospital. The words of another were really the only thing that helped me continue to pray in a time where I was so sad and angry and scared. But also, you can pray in moments when there's something really beautiful happening, or to mark an occasion or a birthday or kind of a milestone, or your child coming home and just sharing something that's like good news, you know? So there's a really beautiful, I think, power in knowing that I'm going to pray a prayer, right? I'm going to pray this liturgy that somebody else has prayed. Maybe somebody right now is praying at the same time as me, and somebody will pray in the future. And there's just kind of this like great cloud of witnesses element to that, where it's like, I am joining the people of God in this prayer. And there's something that feels so comforting in that, these shared words. So, you know, it's kind of the prayers of the people of God. And there's so many ways to pray. And there's not one right way to pray, or if you have the very right words that God is going to answer your prayer, God's not going to answer your prayer if, you know, you don't. But I feel like turning to these shared liturgies, these shared prayers have been a beautiful practice for me. And it doesn't, I think a lot of times we make prayer all about us, right? And so this is a chance for me to say, oh, okay, I don't have to have it. It doesn't have to be all about me. I can enter into the prayers of another, and those can become my own. And God is with me in all of that. God is with me when I have no words to pray at all, or when I just have those kind of wordless groans. The Spirit of God intercedes there too.
So. I really love that you bring that up, because I do feel like there was a time my postpartum anxiety was so bad at one point with my second that I prayed the Lord's Prayer, and that was like it. Because I just didn't have any other words. Like, I just was so desperate for anything. And I knew other people were praying for me, but like, I didn't know what to pray. Yeah. And so I just prayed the Lord's Prayer. And then I feel like sometimes we wonder, well, if we're not coming up with our own prayers, like, is that good enough? Mm-hmm. Does that count? You know? Mm-hmm. And I love that you bring up that there's like a great cloud of witnesses who are praying the same thing. And there's so much power in that. Yeah. And so much beauty, and it's so unifying, I think, in a world that's so divided. What a beautiful thing that we can be united in the same prayers through liturgy.
Yeah.
Like, that is so powerful. Yeah. I love that.
And it's just like,
made me think about that all day long.
I feel like it injects me with hope, because it's so easy to feel cynical in so many ways. And it's just like this reminder, like, we're connected in something so much bigger. There's so much going on that we can't even fathom, that we can't even see. So for me, it's kind of an antidote to despair.
Yeah. Yeah. That's beautiful. Thank you. Okay. We are running out of time. So before we wrap up, can you let us know how people can connect with you, how they can get both your books, and then about your podcast too, because I want people to know about that.
Yeah. Well, I share prayers all the time, and I've invited other people to kind of write prayers and share alongside. And we've kind of grown this community of parents really across so many different denominations and backgrounds that are just like, whew, I could go for some prayer, and turning to the prayers of another and making them my own is a practice that's beneficial to me. So it's Liturgies for Parents, and I share my podcast, Liturgies for Parents, every week. We pray together. I share some scripture, and I give you a quick benediction, kind of a blessing and a sending off, and that's it. And they're like no more than 15 minutes. They're usually around 10. And it's just a chance for you to pray as you're, you know, you're getting ready for the day, or you're commuting, or you're loading the dishwasher, or you're driving your kids to soccer practice, or you're winding down at night, whatever it is, just another invitation to enter into a rhythm of prayer, right? That's all it is. And it helps me stay rooted. Every week I get my microphone and I get my Bible and I pray. And it's a beautiful practice for me. And it's an honor to invite other people kind of into that as well. And then on Instagram, Liturgies for Parents, that's where you can find all sorts of prayers. And you can just scroll and scroll and find what works for you, what kind of speaks to the season of life that you're in. And there are breath prayers, and there are all sorts of prayers and liturgies for you to kind of share and make your own. And then I have a book, To Light Their Way, which is a whole book of liturgies for parents, praying for their kids throughout all different times of life. And then my new book, Every Season Sacred, really kind of expands on that and gets to caring for the soul of a parent so that you can care for the soul of your family, right? And so there's parts that are just for you as a parent, and then there are questions for you to share with your family, prayers that are short to share with your family, and it goes through every season. There's a small reflection, scripture for every week of the year. And yeah, I hope that it kind of invites you into some of those kind of contemplative rhythms that then you can live out and live into who God has made you and made your family to be.
Thank you. I'm going to put everything in the show notes for people to find really easily, because your Instagram, your podcast, it's like a breath of fresh air. Mm-hmm. In this like very busy world, yeah. It is just an invitation to slow down and just breathe and relax. It is just so peaceful, mm-hmm. and so lovely. And so I'll make sure everyone can find it very easily.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am just thrilled to have met you and to be able to talk with you. So thank you.
Thank you for the thoughtful questions. I appreciate it.
Thank you for joining me today. I really love the question Kayla challenges us to think about for our own families, which is, what do we want people to see in our family lives that make them realize we are different as followers of Jesus? I really encourage you to think through that this week. May you connect with Jesus and your family this week. May you intentionally lean into God's word and find rest from the busyness of life in God's holy presence. Thank you so much for listening to the Christian Parenting Podcast. If you haven't subscribed, you can do that now, and that way you won't miss an episode. You can connect with us on Instagram at christianparenting_org and see more resources at christianparenting.org. And if you're a mom raising daughters, we have the perfect course for you. Visit cpguides.org to learn more about our Helping Moms Raise Confident Daughters online courses. And lastly, if you have enjoyed this podcast or other Christian parenting resources, please consider donating to this ministry. Visit christianparenting.org and click the donate button. Christian Parenting is 100% donor funded, and none of this would be possible without your help. We are so grateful for you. You're amazing. God bless you.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.